Check this out.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Aboard!
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's time for another fun episode of Stuff with Shannon.
Stuff with Shannon.
Yay, and I'm here with a stuffy nose Deonte.
Oh, man, allergies are the worst.
They sound so bad. You sound so bad.
It's so stupid. Like, I don't understand how come one pollen outburst can just ruin your whole life. It's on day three, and I can't breathe.
I'm sorry. Why didn't you tell me? We could have postponed this if we needed to.
Yeah, what else do I have to do?
Plenty, I think. From what I see on your Facebook, you stay pretty busy.
Yeah, it's nonstop. But what do? You're a mom. You don't get to just call in sick or take a day off or...
Sure you do.
You just got to plow through.
Just tell them, take care of yourself.
You got this. I wish that worked.
In my world, it does.
Hey.
I leave my cat home all the time. Hope that he's still alive when I get back. Actually, lately I've been like, when are you going to die already?
Oh, Shannon!
I love him, but I don't like him right now.
That is so awful.
He's old and he's grumpy and he makes messes every day. I'm just so sick of sweeping up after my cat.
Aren't cats grumpy all the time? I mean, even if they're not old.
I guess, maybe.
There are two reasons I don't have a cat.
Why?
One, I'm allergic.
Yeah.
But two, I don't need anybody grumpier in my house than me. Mm. I mean, I have a kid and she's grumpy enough, but no, you don't pay bills. You can't talk. I don't need you coming through here, flapping your tail back and forth, giving me attitude. Go away.
Yeah, at least he's mostly silently grumpy.
Well.
He's gotten to the point where he will go to my door and he puts his paw under it and he starts trying to open it. And so it makes the door kind of wiggle a little bit. It's just enough to wake me up. So on the days that I really want to sleep in, I have to hope that my cat is okay with it. I never thought that that would be an issue. My cat trying to open my door.
You don't let your cat sleep in your room?
I'm allergic to him. So I have to keep him out of my bedroom because that's the one room that I have carpet. And so I can't have cat hair and dander, and I can't have him climbing on my bed and sleeping on my pillows. And
so why do you have a cat if you're allergic?
Because I got him right after Hurricane Katrina.
Mm-hmm.
And that was when all the shelters here were super full and they were having to put a lot of animals down.
Right.
When they came in and I saw this cat and I just felt so bad that he was probably going to be put down at that time that I said, okay, I'll take him.
Okay.
And so I did. And was that 2005-ish?
Yeah.
Yeah. So 13 years later, I still have him. I'm still allergic to him. I just do my best to try and manage it to the best of my ability. And you know what sucks is that Sarah, my girlfriend, was over at my apartment last week. And I use this anti-allergen stuff on his coat to try and keep him from shedding a whole bunch and flaking off or whatever. And that caused her to have an allergic reaction.
Oh, no.
Because he went and rubbed on her face. And so I get a picture and her chin is red and swollen. And then her neck starts to get these big blister-like bumps on it.
Oh.
And so I can't use the anti-allergy stuff on him anymore. I just got to suffer through it.
So if your cat is like 13 years old, I mean, I've heard of cats living like 20 years.
He's not going to.
Are
There's
you sure?
no way. I don't think he will.
He might do it just to spite you.
He might. He is that kind of guy. Talks to me in that nasty French accent all the time.
See, I told you. That's why I don't have a cat.
I don't blame you. What do I even say about this? I made a theme song for our show, Stuff with Shannon.
I love that.
And I did a couple weeks ago post on our Facebook page that I was thinking about doing it. And I asked if there was anybody who wanted to come and sing it for us.
Okay.
I'm going to blame it on lack of reach.
Okay.
With Facebook and then making you pay to get people to actually see your stuff.
The crazy algorithm. I do a lot of social media stuff, so
can't stand it one bit. But we got no replies for that.
Man.
I mean, people shared it and stuff, but nobody was really wanting to do it. At least nobody that was local and could do it.
Right.
And so I had to go ahead and take the initiative to write, perform, and produce a theme song for our podcast, Stuff with Shannon. Now, you had no idea that I had done this, right?
No, I had no idea.
Okay, so you've not heard any part of it. You have no idea what to expect.
I have no idea what to expect, but and I'm a little on the fence about this.
Why?
Well, I remember the original theme song that you did way back in the day
The heavy metal one.
Right, when I first started here.
Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! Psycho Shannon! It's my show!
And I know that you were in choir. You were in show choir when you were in high school.
Yeah, middle school too.
So, in theory, the performance aspect should be really strong.
It should be. I remember when I was in choir, somebody told me that I sang good, I just didn't sing loud enough. So I take that to mean that I just don't realize the amount of talent that I actually have in my body. But so, I'm glad that other people do.
Has anybody ever told you you should try out for The Voice?
No. No, that's not been a conversation that I've had. So for the first time ever on the podcast and for Deonte, I present to you the theme song, and I'm just going to let it play in its entirety. I'm not going to stop it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to stare at you while it plays because I want to read your facial expressions. I present to you my theme song for Stuff with Shannon.
Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Talk about whatever with Kid Nation. It's like being in my brain, but less invasive. Don't you dare hit the stop button or switch the station. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, so amazing. Deonte also part of Stuff with Shannon. Some other people I cannot mention. Ooh, no, 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 no. 10 fingers and toes, 10 fingers and toes. 2 eyes and a nose. Don't forget about my ears. I have bad allergies. Shot, 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 shot in my belly. Ooh, wee. Oh, yeah. Na, na. My effects are still not off of it. I'ma go get my refill. Oh, yeah. Stuff with shit, it's so amazing. With Shannon, so amazing. Stuff with Shannon, stuff with Shannon. La la la. Yeah. Stuff with Shannon.
So that's the theme song.
Oh my gosh.
That I came up with.
I think I'm gonna cry.
Why? Why? Is it that good?
It's definitely the opposite of the heavy metal one.
Yeah.
I like the Stuff with Shannon, so amazing.
Uh-huh.
I'm a little concerned about the ooh na na.
Why?
The ooh yeah.
Why?
It doesn't really sound that natural.
Okay. But it's in the real song. It's Rihanna's Sex With Me is what I got that inspiration from. And so I kind of tried to mimic some of her, you know, space fillers.
Right.
With the ooh la la and mm-hmm, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was great.
Well, you definitely filled the space.
I did do that.
So I'll give you that.
I did do that. So do you think we should keep it or we should try again?
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it could be a little shorter.
What? It's only like a minute and a half.
I don't know if anybody's going to stick around for a minute and a half.
I have, and I've been singing it to myself all week.
The rap is pretty strong.
Is it?
You know, the 2 eyes and the nose.
I didn't know what to say.
10 fingers, 10 toes.
Yeah. I mean, what do you say in that short amount of time? And then don't forget about my ears and my bad allergy. Shot, 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 shot.
Yeah, the shot, shot, shot I like.
And my belly.
It's too bad it's not on video because then you could do like the hand motions.
Oh, that's coming. That's coming. If we decide to keep this, the music video is next.
Oh, my gosh.
And you know I would go all out with my Riri clothes and glasses. And I might even smoke pot or something like she does. I don't know.
We got to find you a hot boyfriend.
An athlete.
Okay, let's find one.
Okay, you get on that.
Somebody pretty to look at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm married.
And then he can stand here and be shirtless while we talk.
I'm all about the eye candy.
Yeah.
The little motivation.
You can look.
Okay.
Don't touch.
Let's do it.
If you want to post on the Facebook page, it is at The Stuff Podcast. And then we'll decide if we keep it and play it at the beginning of every single episode that we do. And then maybe the end of every episode too. Maybe some in the beginning or in the middle. You know, we might play it 3 times per episode.
Or maybe just the chorus.
What? I feel like you don't really love my theme song as much as I do.
I love the chorus.
Okay. Stuff with Shannon so amazing.
There
just
you go.
That over and over.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm going to work on it. But we do need your comments, so let us know what you think. And we'll decide what we do with it after that.
Stuff with Shannon so amazing. Stuff with Shannon so amazing. Stuff with Shannon. Stuff with Shannon. Mmm, la la la, mmm, yeah.